And welcome to episode 40 of season 8 of Swimming with a Fish. I am once again here with the two best people in the world. I am, of course, Crutch. They, of course, are the Chief and the Goon. Goon, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. We had a day off today.
We did. Chief, did you enjoy the Indigenous Peoples Day?
No. How about Columbus Day? Was that okay?
That was all right.
Okay. I'm trying to be sensitive. I've been told I'm not as sensitive as I should be. I'm trying to be more sensitive.
We don't call you insensitive.
No, that's true.
We call you racist, but we don't call you insensitive.
So I was sensitive racist? And that like being a kind Nazi? What?
Please don't do that while I'm drinking.
Why don't you tell us, Crutch? How does that scale on
the That's offense? A good question.
Where would you put yourself, would you say?
What, on the scale of evil?
Evil versus sensitivity, yeah.
Hmm.
I guess somewhere between Nazi and communist. I mean,
hey.
I'm going to shoot you, but I feel bad.
There is no distance between Nazis and communists. One's a socialist, one's a commie. That's all the same stuff. I'm tired of hearing this business that Nazis were right wingers. Look at the name, National Socialist Party. Pretty sure they weren't into capitalism.
Wouldn't that be Naspies?
And I shouldn't drink when you're talking. Thank you, Turnabout Fair Play. Let's not do that. That is fair play.
This is cheaper than therapy, man.
That's right. It's steeper than therapy.
It's that too.
Let's not get furries involved, okay? That's all I'm asking.
That's some weird stuff.
That is some very weird stuff. I don't get it.
I don't either. Why do people anthropomorphize animals? Oh, wait. They're called pet owners. Okay.
But they have animals here in the house.
Yes, but you don't want to be one of them.
No.
Although the lifestyle's not all that bad. Somebody just feeds you and, you know, take care of all your needs and you don't have to, like, go out and work. I'm like, that's not a horrible life.
I might be willing to be as unaware as, say, Doug.
That whole ignorance is bliss.
He's,
Doug is the poster child for happiness.
You say what you want. He's happy.
Oh, poor Doug. Doug, you don't know about the trials and tribulations of the world. That's right.
I do not. That's true. He was barking at the crane that showed up in the neighborhood today.
Ooh, you had a crane. What was that?
And I don't mean like a great blue heron.
Which would be a perfectly legitimate reason for him to bark, by the way.
Right.
Just saying. Heron alert, you know.
No, this is part of the neighbor's project garage.
Ooh, that's right.
The garage that he's storing his 1968 Firebird.
Everybody ooh and ah.
So there's out of all the times to do it, Great Blue Heron is apparently not a good band name.
No, not really.
There was Blue Oyster Cult.
That's true. Blue Heron could be a good band name. Now appearing at the Palladium, Great Blue Heron.
I don't know. It's almost too many words. I think I would just go with Heron.
Heron.
Well, see, that
sounds like you're clearing your throat.
That's an 80s band.
It is?
Okay.
Well, I think...
Those single words? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Europe.
Like Fist and Journey and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
What year was that car again?
Okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
So you guys want to give me an explanation for something that the Goonchild just talked to me about?
Ruh-roh.
Scant moments before the show?
Scant. Ooh, fancy words.
She drove to work this morning. It's still dark when she's driving to work, and she couldn't get out of her driveway.
What was wrong? Not snow. Please don't tell me they got snow already.
No, as a matter of fact, this was a giant skull. It was white.
Does that make it better? Well, it's easier to see in the dark, I guess. I don't know.
I'm sure she said golly. So she has had a 12-foot skeleton in her yard for Halloween.
Oh.
And they staked it in. This was all done properly with guy wires and stakes in the ground and all of that.
You should stake a giant skull. I mean, just saying.
And in fact, while I was visiting her and had to go pick up some chairs that she had purchased from a lady nearby,
mm-hmm.
She goes, "Oh, well, which house is your daughter's?" And I go, "Do you know on Route 60 where the giant skeleton is?" She goes, "Yeah." I go, "That's her house." But it's not there now because there was a windstorm and Scully fell over and his head was right in the middle of the driveway.
Was Mulder there too?
I don't know. They want to believe, you know.
I've heard that. Yeah.
Cue the chief. Well,
that was a nice segue. Truly, it was.
Thank you so much. You helped.
First, I mean, we're not just going to gloss over that someone doesn't know how to look behind. Like, I don't know where it was, but you would think that a huge skull would be noticeable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't hit it. I assume she saw it in her camera.
Wait.
That's new.
All right. See, we're making assumptions here, and you know what happens when we do that.
Mm-hmm.
I can clarify for our next show.
Did she actually kill the skull?
No.
Was there crunching noises?
No. She stopped and said golly a few times.
Did she move it out of the way?
Put it in her garage.
So they're trying to bite her.
Now when Fire Marshal Bill, I think he's coming home from his trip today or tomorrow.
Mm. Yes, the infamous trip.
He's going to roll up that the garage door.
And see a very accusatory face.
I would have left it staring right out, man.
As well he should.
So that would have been the time to cue the Blue Oyster Cult.
Yes.
Like, cover it in a nice long black garb, give it a big sickle.
Yeah, because they didn't have anything on the skull of the skeleton at this point.
Oh, were they planning? It's like a more work to do.
I don't know.
So this is like a, you know, just the skeleton of the project.
Yeah, they both enjoy Halloween.
So if it had a scythe, and you had some speakers, you could have "Don't Fear the Reaper" going on.
That would be outstanding. That would be outstanding.
A theatrical smoke.
Lasers pointing. I mean, okay. There could be a whole production here. Okay?
If I could figure out how to make the smoke sink rather than rise, that would be perfect.
It's easy. It's dry ice.
You just like go into your local Kroger and get that, do you?
You can get dry ice pretty easy, yeah. And then you pour water on it and it rolls along the ground.
Okay.
Yeah, some people are pros. Some people have never celebrated this event ever. So, yeah.
No, I I did a little, you know, support for a rock band when I was in my youth. And that's how they made the smoke, dry ice.
Or, you know, you were harvesting organs. I mean, who can say, right?
Well, we had other uses for the dry ice, sure.
Well, there you go.
they were doing a summoning.
I did have an entire quote-unquote research lab in my basement where we were doing medical experiments. And that is God's honest truth.
Do we want to hear more about this? Or...
Absolutely. I would love to tell you. We had a ping pong table, and my brother and I did not like to play ping pong. Now, as you well know, a ping pong table is broken into four quarters, right? There's a big long line down each side, and of course, the net. You know, we said, this is a big table where we can put four different things. And both of us were interested in science. So we had one quarter for geology, one quarter for biology, one quarter for chemistry, and one quarter for, oh, Lord, I think it was physics. I can't remember. I like the geology side because we had actually gotten this really cool science thing where you could run certain tests on a rock and it would give you an estimate as to what kind of rock it was. Very, very low tech kind of thing. But in the biology section, back in my youth, you could go to the hobby store and buy prepared critters, for lack of a better term, that, you know, like frogs and fetal pigs and crayfish that you could dissect. And I learned how to dissect a frog before I ever even got to high school biology class.
We didn't do that.
Yeah.
At Our Lady of Good Counsel.
In fact, the day we actually did the biology class with, you know, frogs, of course, you know, everybody's going, ooh, nah. And the teacher is, you know, giving initial instructions. I've already performed the eye cut, folded the skin back, and had it opened up. And she walks over and she goes, "You haven't done that before. You've done that before, haven't you?" And I went, "A few times." She goes, "Good. Now you can help everybody else." It's like, no. So I got to be a teaching assistant.
There you go. Valuable for you for later in college.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, if I was going to biology, that was like, heck no. I couldn't do the biological sciences because it was just way too much memorization. I preferred.
So we have proof.
What?
We have proof that you and your brother did get along.
Well, yeah, we were much, much younger.
How young are we talking, Bob?
I was 12, 13. 12, somewhere around there, yeah. Which would have put him at like 15 or so.
When did the age of hate start?
It's not hate. We've just gone our
loathing
our own ways.
Yeah. Would you call it loathing?
No, I wouldn't.
Extreme angst?
It has its moments.
I'll hate it. Okay. Well, we know that you love your family.
I do.
And yes, we do. And there's a, well, while you were dissecting things,
mm-hmm.
were aliens ever present?
No, luckily, everything we dissected was terrestrial, and luckily, nothing dissected me. I'm going to leave
it. Are you sure about that?
Well, people have said, you know, you should have your head examined, and it's very possible it was, but I don't know for sure. I'm not quite sure how I would know. That's kind of one of those things, you know? Yeah, like, if they did it really well, I wouldn't know.
Well, did they do it really well?
You tell me. Do I seem okay?
Did you really want an answer to that, or is that one of those rhetorical questions?
Let's go with rhetorical. I'm just going to leave it a rhetorical, and we can, yeah.
But anyway. I just got an update from Goonchild. She found all the skeleton parts in the yard, so she is happy.
Well, yeah, because where else would she find them? Like out in the
street? You know, this is rural Ohio. You never know.
Like a dog walks off with one.
So isn't Sunshine with Goonchild?
Yes.
Can't you just release the Kraken and have the...
Bring me the bones of the dead one.
That is how I would, but, and she'd happily do that. You know,
I'm wondering if somebody might want to ask Sunshine, just how did it fall in the first place?
I've no idea.
Like maybe a, you know, if you yank out a femur, just saying. Or like that poor football player yesterday. Oh my gosh, broke his fibia and tibia.
Whoa, what happened?
Somebody landed on his leg and all of a sudden he had an extra joint in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was an ouch. Detroit Lions player, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, he was in a mess of pain and they carted him off and he had surgery last night. I hear all went well and we wish him the best.
Since you broached sports recently, I see
that. Yay, sports. Sorry.
We still have a possibility of having a New York World Series.
Really? So the Yankees are still in it, and who else?
The Mets,
that's right.
Yeah, that Philadelphia wasn't able to stop them. And if that were to happen, I would just wonder, is it possible for both teams to lose, because that's what I'd be rooting for.
Well, if we, you know, you've got a couple of pokes up there from Boeing on the International Space Station. As good as they do most things, maybe they could drive it into New York.
Hey.
I'm just spitballing here.
Yeah, because they don't have...
I'm an idea guy, man.
They don't have the Boeing capsule up there, so they can't just shoot that down.
Oh, just drop it. We don't really need this attached anymore.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We had trouble with the boosters.
And the metal. And the liquids. And everything else that flies.
Landed right on top of the mound. Can you see that? And here's the pitch. Wham!
Oh, there was a show about people who were doing the job of death. And one of them was killed by, like, a chunk of ice from the International Space Station, or a toilet. Something had fallen out of the sky and it had struck them dead. But it had to do with the space station. It might have been Mir instead of International. It was an old TV show.
Depending on which channel you're thinking of, there was Dead Like Me and there was 6 Feet Under.
Dead Like Me was the squad that they had to go collect dead people, and if they got enough done, they got promoted, right? Which wasn't good for the actor, because that meant they were off the show.
But they were all Reapers. So.
Reapers, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And that'd be a good band name.
Reapers?
Yeah.
Well, they might get into trouble with Blue Oyster Cult.
Again.
You know. Yeah. Well, for example, there's a group called Asia. As you well know, it was like a super group made up of a couple people from Yes and other things. Originally, they were going to spell it AJA. And then Steely Dan sued the snot out of them, and they changed the spelling to AZIA, because AJA is a very popular Steely Dan song.
Indeed it is, number one. Yep. And an album name as well, I believe.
I think you're right.
I don't know anything about this. Well before your time, sir, I apologize.
Late 70s, early 80s, right? If I'm mistaken. Go back
I could give you some of their songs, but
yeah.
Wouldn't help, I don't think.
I doubt it. I sincerely doubt it. But that doesn't stop anyone from doing it anyway, right?
So, yeah, right. So what else do we have this week? What's in the news that struck your fancy, gentlemen?
Well, you broke away from the aliens. You know, the
that would be the story.
Yeah.
That would be the big story. And, you know, for those of you who don't know, the chief supplied us with what he believes will be the October surprise story of the year. Take it away, chief.
Aliens. There you go.
That's all you're going to say. Really?
Yeah. I mean,
huge. It says right in the article, huge aliens.
Huge aliens.
Or is it a huge alien story? I keep getting that wrong.
So here's the funny thing about these aliens.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what actually happens, the story can be true. Because huge alien surprise can be extraterrestrials, or it can just be that the border completely collapses.
You're covering your bets.
Yeah, at this point in the world, both of those are 100% plausible.
The thing that I liked about this story, and we'll give you the TLDR because I've got a link in the story in the show notes. You can go ahead and watch the show. But apparently there is a lot of data from the SETI program that has been analyzed over the years. And a lot of that data was collected by people like me who ran a screensaver back in the old days. For those of you who are too young to understand what screensavers are, back in the old days, monitors... were not as energy efficient, I guess it'd be a good way to put it, as they are today. They were basically like old tube televisions. And if you left the same image on the screen for long, long periods of time, it would get burned into the screen. So they had a screensaver, piece of software that would run when you're not around, and it would just constantly draw stuff on the screen. to keep the screen from getting a burned-in image. And there was a group called SETI. I think they're still around. SETI's still around, right?
I believe so, yeah. Okay. Search for extraterrestrial...
Intelligence. Yeah. Well, they built a screensaver for people running Windows, various older versions of Windows, called SETI at Home. And what SETI at Home would do for you would, it's a nice screensaver. It only runs when you're not using the computer, and it draws pretty pictures on the screen. What it's doing in the background, that was interesting. I'm not sure where that came from. What it did in the background was download a chunk of software from the SETI project and process it, and looking for telltale signs of non-natural occurring frequencies, patterns, yada, yada, yada. And they had millions of people download this screensaver. So they basically, this was like the first cloud, massively multi-processor cloud application. And they apparently got a couple of hits, and they're looking at a particular chunk of data, and they are pretty sure it cannot be described as any kind of natural phenomena that we know of. And there are now two rival teams of astronomers that are racing to make the first confirmed detection of an extraterrestrial civilization. It's very exciting. So the entire story comes from The Express out there in Britain, and it's linked in the show notes. Please enjoy. But we're like, or is it going to be that kind of aliens that cause problems? Or literally, as the chief said, is it going to be the southern border? Because I got to feel that the more people start talking about, gee, it really looks like Trump's going to pull this one off, it's going to get to the point where the folks south of the border are going to go, we need to get north of the border before January 20th. So who's to say what the number of people coming north would be like?
Also, the weather's colder, so it's not so treacherous a hike.
That's true.
I hadn't even thought of that.
It's a little bit nicer climate to go through the desert at this time.
It is 38 stinking degrees.
That's practically chilly for you.
No, it's not practically chilly. It's freezing. I can't go outside.
Borderline unacceptable.
Without a jacket.
That's a shame. I'm sorry. I can't pull this off. No, I want to feel empathy for you, but you're living in Texas. Okay. You know, if you have to deal with a little cold weather, just remember you're still breathing the cold air of freedom.
This is true. There's only so much I can complain about. So the choose it wisely.
That's right. But. Then, you know, the good news is, you know, you've got plenty of opportunities for employment. Apparently, people are calling you left and right and inviting you to come work on their various projects, yelling at each other while you're sitting back on the phone.
That's always a fun meeting.
Yeah, well, as long as it doesn't turn awkward and then somebody turn, you know, all right, chief, give us your opinion. Which one of us is right? And you're like, no.
Yeah, so I was on mute, because if I wasn't, I would have yeah, thanks for having me down now. Yeah,
I offered my services to extricate you from your meeting early. You graciously declined, which is probably a good idea in hindsight, because I'm pretty sure I know how I'd have gotten you off that meeting, and might have involved. Inappropriate dialogue. I'm just going to say this right out front. Just, you know.
Well, I'm pretty sure what I heard was inappropriate dialogue as well. So, I mean, well, I'm guessing it would be as all women say, your tone. Not what you said.
Right. It's how you said it. Well, you told me nobody dropped any, you know, alphabet bombs. So, I mean, you know, really... It's not a party until somebody feels really awkward, you know.
I'm glad I don't do that. I'm waiting for that day.
I want to be there the day you drop expletives, because then I will officially know that end times are here.
The apocalypse is upon us.
Surely, truly, as I say unto you, the day the chief utters words of inappropriate nature, the skies will open and there will be, the first seal has been broken.
Well, so I always wondered, you know, when the people leave for one reason or another,
mm-hmm.
and it's just an empty vessel left behind,
mm-hmm.
what will that vessel be doing? What will inhabit it? Does it
it'll count? Probably go into politics.
That's terrible. Would you like fries with that?
Oh, did you see he was out at a Burger King or a McDonald's today?
Who, DJ?
Well, no. Hillary's husband.
Billary,
yeah. Oh, he was wearing McDonald's, a Harris Walls hat. A baseball cap, because, you know, he looks good in a baseball cap. And,
You're true, I don't get. Did you hear him speak?
Did I hear him speak? No. Well, I tried to hear him speak.
He stated that the woman from Georgia would still be alive if the border was secure.
No.
And then it's like the guests got to him, and he had to say that, this proves that his mind still works.
Oh, I think his body's been ravaged by God knows what, but I think his mind is still good.
He then pivoted almost immediately, and Harris had a plan to fix it, but Trump killed that bill.
So, oh, God, the bill.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, bill. Yeah, but somebody, the person behind the counter went and asked, are you Biden? I was like, oh. Ouch. Nope. I'm a little before that time. Although I think he's younger.
Yes.
He is.
Whatever happened to him during his presidency age. And this is where all the statements of demon worship and other stuff in terms of presidency coming, because they go in looking one way and, you know.
Every one of them. Yeah.
Yes. They touch the one ring and become a racial right. Except for one.
It be Jesus, my precious.
Every single U.S. president we've had, save one, can trace ancestors back to slave owners. Would you like to guess which one was not a slave owner?
It was modern history.
Yeah.
Modern history.
Why care about modern history when I can still complain bitterly about things that happened before three generations before I was born, which seems to be the fad these days? I mean, California is giving out reparations. Come on. A state that never had slavery is giving money to people who were never slaves and taking it from people who were not ever slave owners. Yeah.
I think Massachusetts just did something wild, too.
Really?
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're suing the guy who is blasting Trump 2024 on a water tower.
Oh, really?
There's a big water tower, and he has one of those lights that, you know, it puts an image on it. So, it's a $100 day fine until it's in Hanson, Massachusetts.
Yeah. He probably has a GoFundMe. It's got 10 grand in it. I got money. I'm good. Yeah. Well, let's see. $100 a day from now is only like less than 3 grand. Come on.
Okay. So my thing is, like, I'm going to fine you $100 a day. And I just say no. Like, what are they going to do?
Well, then it'll be $200 you can say no to tomorrow.
Yeah. But my point is, how are you going to collect?
Oh, I'm sure his HOA will be involved. They could get the IRS. They've got 86,000 extra employees, you know.
I'm looking to see where Hanson is right now. Hoping to God it's nowhere near any place you lived, worked, or resided.
And no, it's in the cranberry growing region.
No, well, that narrows it down for the rest of us.
South of Boston, north of Plymouth. North of Cape Cod.
Cape Cod. We like our Cod.
I know. And that's what's going on. So,
yeah.
Town is small. I don't know if it has an HOA. I'd still be like, try and get it.
That's right. Mola Mabe. He should do that every other day, right? So we do Trump one day, then do Mola Labe the next day.
that would definitely cause a public nuisance.
Oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, I certainly hope you've enjoyed this. We have again, huge alien surprise sometime in this month, you know, and we've got
Three weeks.
We only have 2 weeks left in this month. Goodness gracious. So don't forget, get out there and vote. And if you're voting in the state of Maryland, don't forget, vote for me. But before you do that, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by a new alien life form that has been discovered in Minnesota. It's odd, confused, not very bright, and says it's part of the Knucklehead tribe. Be on the lookout for this strange election-interfering alien near you. And a huge aurora borealis appeared in the skies all over the U.S., heralding the arrival of orange-haired, outspoken aliens wanting to be taken to our leader. DJ's response was, can you guys wait until January 20th? And a comet has appeared on the horizon. Could this be another harbinger of aliens approaching? Get your binoculars and decide for yourself. Or send money to us at Happy Pole and we'll negotiate with them for you. Trust us. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.